首先我要谢谢大家今天早上邀请我来跟大家分享这个神的说话。我的普通话很普通，所以我不敢讲这个普通话。人家说这个天不怕地不怕，最怕这个广东人讲这个官话，所以我都是用英语比较好。Let me thank you for inviting me to share a word with you, the word of God with you this morning.
那很感谢今天早上可以邀请我到这里与大家分享神的话语。
Actually, this is not my first time worshiping with you.
其实这并不是第一次我在这里与大家一起来敬拜神。
Just looking back, about 2 years ago, when this congregation, the West Point Great Presbyterian Church, we met as a presbytery, they shared with us that because of different situation, they may decide to close the church.
那因为在两年前，我们和这个西点长老会，我们有一个会面，然后当时他们就在说他们教会的一些困难的地方，那准备也要把这个教会关掉。
When I heard that, I felt very, very sad.
当我听到这个消息的时候，我心里非常的难过。
And so I'd make a phone call to Dr. Joyce Chen from Cary Theological Seminary.
所以呢，我就打给 Cary 神学院的 Joyce 老师。
To share with her about this congregation maybe facing this possibility of closure.
那就跟她分享说，这个西点长老会可能要面临倒闭的危险。
So I asked her, is there any group worshiping in the west side may need a church building?
那我就问她说，是不是在这附近也有一些教会在敬拜，他们可能需要一个 church 一个教会的这样的建筑来敬拜。
And so Dr. Chen introduced me to Ruth and saying that your congregation was worshiping at Cary Hall and it was getting small and you're looking for a bigger place.
所以 Chen 教授就介绍我说，那你们的会众是在 UBC 敬拜神，需要一个教会来敬拜。
So to make the long story short, about a year and a half ago, you move in and this church continued to exist.
所以长话短说，在一年半之前，那你们就移到这里来敬拜神，那以让也让这个教会可以继续运行。
So I am the matchmaker to bring the two groups together.
所以我可能就中间那个介绍人。
And so last summer, I took a day off and came here to worship with you, and I sat at the back in the corner and watched you worship. Yeah.
就在去年夏天的时候呢，我有一个礼拜天早上就来这里，坐在后面跟你们一起来敬拜神。
It is truly my privilege to worship with you and to share the word of God with you.
那真的是从神而来的特权，我可以在这里跟大家一起来敬拜神，并且分享神的话语给你们。
I can say that this is the first Chinese church, most of the people from mainland China that I worship with.
那我要说，你们是第一个教会，就是大部分会众是来自中国大陆的，这样我可以跟你们一起来敬拜神。
I was born and raised in Hong Kong, so my culture and your upbringing are very different.
那因为我是在香港出生和长大，所以我的文化背景跟你们是非常不一样的。
And I have come to Canada for more than 40 years, and I worship mostly also with Chinese from Hong Kong and also Caucasian churches.
那我已经来加拿大超过40年了，所以呢，一般情况下我去敬拜的教会都是香港背景或者说是白人的教会。
A few years ago, I went to China. I went to Nanjing and I went to 静宁大学神学院。And I tried to offer myself. I would like to teach there and maybe even free of charge, but they would not accept me.
那几年前我有到中国南京的金陵神学院，然后就跟他们商量说。我可以在这里免费教课，但是他们没有接受我。
Another occasion, I was worshiping in China for the first and only time. It was in Shanghai.
那我唯一一次在中国敬拜，并且跟中国大陆人一起敬拜，是在上海。
But that church, I have to use a passport to go in, and you know, it's an international church, so most of the people are not from mainland China.
但你也知道，因为那个教会是国际教会，我必须要用护照才可以进得去。所以里边的会众也都不是来自中国大陆的。
So I'm right now I'm the senior pastor at the Vancouver Chinese Presbyterian Church.
那我现在呢是温哥华华人长老会的主任牧师。
I've been there for 20 years.
我已经在那里牧会20年了。
I've been a pastor for 32 years.
我已经成为牧师32年。
The first church was in Montreal.
那第一个教会呢是在蒙特利尔。
Also a Chinese Presbyterian church.
那也是一个中国的长老教会。
So this is my second church and I probably will retire there too.
那这里就是我第二个教会。
Another passion of mine is about cross-cultural mission.
那我的护照是在跨文化宣教。
And so I also involved in one of the organizations to promote cross-cultural mission among Chinese churches.
那所以我也在一个机构服事，用来推广跨文化宣教这个事工。
And so for the past number of years, I mostly went to Africa for short-term mission.
那所以在过去很多年，我经常会去非洲来做短宣。
And try to promote cross-cultural mission among Chinese churches.
那我也是在各个的华人教会来推广跨文化宣教活动。
In fact, my dissertation is also talked about cross-cultural mission within the Chinese churches.
那我主要的工作呢，也都是在华人教会里来讨论有关跨文化宣教的事工。
So back to what I'd like to share with you this morning is, I realize that for the last 60 or more years or so, China has a lot of changes.
那我想，今天早上我就要给大家分享信息。在过去的几十年，我发现中国有非常大的变化。
Of course, in 1948, when the communist China took over the land, the country, and all the foreign missionaries were not allowed to stay anymore.
所以呢，在1948年，当中国共产党来成立中华人民共和国的时候呢，有很多的宣教士他们就被驱逐出境。
And so from then on, you know, the churches in China has to become independent.
所以在那个时候呢，那些教会必须要与国外教会断绝关系，然后成为独立的教会。
And so they were facing a lot of persecution.
所以他们面临非常多的迫害。
And also because of the communist ideology, and they would not teach about creation, they only believe in evolution.
那因为共产主义思想，他们教导大家去相信进化论而不是创造论。
And in the recent decade, as we all witness and experience, is the prosperity happening in China, and a lot of people also go focus their energy towards materialism.
那我们也会发现，在过去这二十年呢，中国的发展使得大家都注重在物质主义上的发展。
And so all of these are pushing our faith and religion away.
那这样的思想呢，使我们都远离宗教，远离神。
And so I see at the same time, God is reaching out the impossibility.
但是呢，我也会发现神在同时也在做一些不可能的事情。
The more difficult as the church try to reach out to different parts of the world, God is also a blessing.Particularly those who are in persecution.
那当这个教会在逐渐发展的时候，那我们也看到神也在大大祝福那些被迫害的教会。
And China is one of the examples.
那中国就是一个很好的例子。
In 2009, there's a movie. I don't know how many of you have watched this movie. Watched this movie.
那在2009年有这样一部电影上映，我不知道你们中有多少人看过。
It is a scientific film, a movie, and of course, is not real.
当然，这只是一个这只是一个科幻的电影，并不是真实的。
The story talks about in 2154 in a year.It talks about in Earth, many of our resources has been used up.
那他就说在那个时候，我们地球上很多资源已经被耗尽了。
And so the America, they organized a department to send people to different alien world to look for different resources.
那所以呢，美国航空局他们就成立了一个部门，这个部门专门就是差派人到其他的星球来寻找资源。
And so one of the alien worlds called Pandora, and they have the energy that the world needs at the time.
那其中有一个星球叫做潘多拉，那在这个星球上有很多我们可以用得着的资源。
But the people who live in Pandora is called Navi.
那生活在潘多拉这个星球上的人叫做阿。
Navi. But because human people cannot live there because it's all poisonous, and so they have to make human being into a humanoid, in order to survive in that kind of atmosphere.
那因为当那个环境对我们人类来说是有毒的，所以人是不能在这个星球上生活的。所以呢，他们要把人变成当地的人才可以到这个星球上去。
So the people, the humanoid, they are, become 10 feet tall and blue skin, so that in order to survive in that environment.
所以他们就变成全身的肤色都是蓝色，然后非常的巨大，才可以在这个星球上生存。
And so you can see the forest, is very beautiful.
所以你会看到当地的那些丛林和森林都非常的漂亮。
People would ride on these wild birds, as their vehicle.
那就会发现这些人都骑在那些野生的鸟类身上作为他们的交通工具。
Of course, this is a scientific film. They make it into a 3D dimension. 3D dimension.
当然这是一个 3D 的科幻电影。
For me, this movie, there are two things I'd like to draw our attention to.
那对于这个电影呢，我有两点想要指出。
First of all, it's a different world out there, for different types of people to live there.
当然，第一个，这个星球上的人他们是完全不同种类的，然后他们在那里生活。
The second point is that because it's a 3D, and if you want to watch, and you need to wear a different pair of glasses.
当然，因为它是一个 3D 的电影，所以呢，当你要看这个电影的时候呢，需要戴上 3D 的眼镜。
And so you need to use your imagination in order to involve in this picture.
当然，你需要你自己的想象力才可以来想象出他们生活的方式。
So the point I want to make is that there may be a different reality out there, unless we intentionally focus in it. Otherwise, we will ignore it.
当然，他们是存在另外一个星球的生物，我们必须要专门的去注意或去研究，否则的话，我们很容易就忽略这样的一群生物存在。
In the 1970s.One of the Korean pastors, Reverend Cho, he wrote a book even called The Fourth Dimension.
那在1970年的时候，有一个韩国的牧师 Cho 牧师，他写了一本书，叫做《四维空间》。
第四度。
对。第四度空间。
Today, in the scientific world, some people discover in the world there are more than at least 11 dimensions.
那在今天这个科学世界，有人发现说，我们至少有超过十一维度的空间。
Of course, for most ordinary people, they are all irrelevant to us.
当然，对我们大多数来说呢，这根本跟我们生活没什么关系。
But at least I'd like to bring to our attention about a reality that we should know.
但是呢，我想要让大家来关注一个事实。
From the Bible, it tells us they are the materialistic world.
那在这个圣经告诉我们有物质的世界。
And also there is a spiritual world among us.
但是也有一个属灵的世界在我们中间。
The materialistic world is that we can see, we can feel, we can touch.
那这个物质的世界是我们可以看到，是我们可以感受到、触摸到的。
But the spiritual world is invisible, we cannot touch, but we need a different dimension or different senses to realize that it exists.
那个属灵的世界是我们看不到的，所以呢，需要我们有一种特别的感觉来去感受这样的一个世界。
Imagine the orange is just like this cup of water.
那我们来看，就是这个橙子就像这一杯水一样。
When you see the cup, you only see half the front side in front of you.
当你看这个杯子的时候，你只能看到前半面。
You cannot see the other side, which is behind, hiding from the front.
但是你却看不到背后那一面，因为被前面挡住了。
I can see from the back, but I cannot see from the front because I'm behind the cup.
那我可以看到后半面，却看不到前半面，因为我在杯子的后面。
But we all know that the cup exists as a full cup, whether you can see or not. It's a full cup. There's a back and there's a front.
但我们都知道，无论你是否能看得到后半面，它也都是一整个杯子，它有前面和后面。
Just because something that we cannot see does not mean it does not exist.
这并不意味着，如果我们看不到一些事情，并不代表它不存在。
Paul tells us that as we look not the things that are seen, but to the things that are not seen.
那保罗告诉我们说，我们关注的并不是我们眼睛所能看到的事物，而是我们眼睛所看不到的事物。
For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
那些我们看不到的事情才是永恒的。
And so we are into this kind of dimension.As we exist every day.
那我们其实都要去看到这样的。
Okay, we live in this two dimension.
那我们其实就是生活在这样的两个空间里面。
The scripture that we read this morning from 2 Kings chapter 6.
那我们今天早上所读的列王记下的经文。
Tells us there is a different dimension, the spiritual dimension in the world.
那这段经文也告诉我们有属灵的世界存在。
I'd like to break it down step by step and take a clearer look into this passage.
那我想带领大家来逐条经文来解读。
This story represents a scenario to us that there is a visible realm and also there is an invisible realm around us.
那这个故事告诉我们呢，有一个可见的世界，有一个看不见的世界。
God will allow these people to bridge the gap in the physical world to see into the spiritual realm.
那神也允许我们可以有这样一个桥梁，从我们这可看到的世界来去看到看不到的世界。
First of all, we see that the enemy planned an ambush to attack the Israelites.
那我们知道这个亚兰王呢，他正在并某些事情来攻击以色列人。
In verse 8, it talks about when the king of Syria was warring against Israel, he took counsel with his servants, saying, "At such and such a place shall we be camped."
那亚兰王与以色列人征战，就和他的臣仆商议说，我要在某处某处安营。
And so we see the king of Assyria want to attack the people of Israel.
那我们看到知道这个亚兰王他们想要攻打以色列人。
So they mapped out a certain day, so they go to a certain place to attack God's people.
所以他们已经计划好要在某一天，要在某一个地方来攻打以色列人。
And then the second thing we see that every attack was preempted by the prophetic preparation.
但是我们却发现他们每一次密谋的计划都被以色列的先知所预先知道所看到。
In verse 9 and 10 it says, But the man of God sent word to the king of Israel.
那在第九节我们也看到神人呢他对以色列王所说的话。
Beware that you do not pass this place for the Syrians are going down there.
你要谨慎，不要从某处经过，因为亚兰人从那里下来了。
Verse 10, and the king of Israel sent to that place about which the man of God told him, thus he used to warn him so that he saved himself there more than once or twice.
那以色列王差人去窥探神人所告诉、所警戒他去的地方，就防备未受其害不止一两次。
God has used.His prophet Elijah to tell his people to avoid to go to certain area, so that the king of Syria would not be able to attack them.
那神他就用自己的仆人以利亚去告诉了去告诉以色列人怎样去躲避亚兰人的攻击。
The third point is that the enemy moved from attacking the nation to attacking the prophet Elijah to make his warfare ineffective.
那因此呢，敌人就不再攻击以色列，而是要去攻击这个先知。
Verse 11 to 13 it says, And the mind of the king of Syria was greatly troubled.
那我们从第十节看到亚兰王因这事心里非常的惊疑。
Because of this thing, and he called his servants and said to them, Will you not show me who of us is for the king of Israel?
所以呢，他就召了自己的臣仆来，对他们说，我们这里有谁帮助以色列王？你们不指给我吗？
And one of his servants said, "None, my lord, my king."
那就有一个臣仆说，我主，我王，没有人帮助他。
But Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tell the kings of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom.
只有以色列中的先知以利沙将王在卧房所说的话告诉以色列王了。
So the king was surprised, you know, the things that he was speaking in private, how come the prophet Elijah would know ahead of time?
那所以呢，这个王就非常的惊奇，他非常好奇为什么自己在睡梦中所说的话居然可以被以利沙所知道。
In verse 13 it says, and he said, go and see where he is, and I may send and seize him. It was told him that, behold, he is in Dothan.
那所以在第十三节中，这个王就对他的仆人说，你们去看他在哪里，我好打发人去捉拿他。那有人就告诉王说他在多班。
Now we see the focus of the king of Israel, of Syria. He wanted to attack the Israelites, but now he's focusing his attention to only one person.
那我们知道，原来这个亚兰王 是想要攻打整个以色列人，但是他现在的专注点却只在以利沙这个先知的身上。
Now the fifth point is that, so the king sent his army to circle just for one person.
那第五个点呢，也就是说这个王他就差派他的军队只为攻打这一个人。
In verse 14, so he sent their horses and chariots and a great army, and they came by night and surrounded the city.
那在第十四节，王就打发车马和大军往那里去，夜间到了，围困那城。
And so when the army of the Syrians went to this, the city of Dothan, Elijah's servant saw a big host of enemy and he was afraid.
所以呢，当这个亚兰王派大批的军队到多丹来捉拿以利沙的时候呢，那以利沙的仆人就非常惊慌，因为他看到有大批的军队要来攻打他。
In verse 15, when the servant of the man of God rose early in the morning and went out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was all around the city. And the servant said, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?"
神人的仆人清早起来出去，看见车马军兵围困了城。仆人对神人说，哀哉，我主啊，我们怎样行才好呢？
You see, the servant of Elijah, what he saw was only the material world.
那大家会发现以利沙的仆人他看到的只是这个物质世界。
A lot of times when we see things, we only see the superficial, the external. We see only the external.
所以在我们生活中，当我们看到事情的时候，我们只是看事情的外在。
And we are not able to see beyond the material world, the physical world.
但是我们却看不到在这物质世界背后的事情。
But let us see what Elisha said to his servants.
那我们来看一下以利沙是怎样对他的仆人说的。
In verse 16, Elisha said to his servant, "Do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them."
那第十六节，神人说，不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
If you were the servants, you would be probably totally confused.
如果你是以利沙的仆人，你可能会非常疑惑。
What do you mean by those who are with us are more than those who are with the Syrians?
这究竟是什么意思呢？为什么说与我们同在的要比与他们同在的更多呢？
There are only two of us, Elisha and his servant here together.
那这里只有我们两个人，只有我和以利沙，为什么说我们比他们还多？
For the Syrians, they have a whole camp of army.
但是对于亚兰王，他们却有整个军队啦。
Because the servant can only see the external.
那是因为以利沙的仆人只能看到外在。
And so in verse 17, Elisha prayed and said to the servant, "O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see."
所以在第十七节，以利沙就这样祷告说，耶和华，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。
And so the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountains was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah.
所以耶和华就开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕着以利沙。
So until then, God opened the eyes of the young man to see there is a a different a realm, the spiritual realm, that we don't see with our naked eyes.
所以呢，在那个时候呢，神就打开了以利沙夫人的眼睛，让他看到有这样一个属灵的世界，是我们平常人眼睛所看不到的。
And so in point eight is that the blind saw and seeing, the seeing were blinded.
那我们就看到，这第八个知识点就是说呢，我们可以用我们的眼睛去看到那些我们平常看不到的。
In verse 18 it says, and when the Syrian came down against Elijah.Elijah prayed to the Lord and said,
那在第十八节，敌人下到以利沙那里，以利沙祷告耶和华说
Please strike these people with blindness. So he struck them with blindness in accordance with the prayer of Elijah.
求你使这些人的眼目昏迷，耶和华就照以利沙的话，使他们的眼目昏迷。
God is in control regardless of the situation.
所以呢，神是在这个境况中掌权神。
In fact, God won the battle without the fighting.
但神是神是完全可以不用打仗就可以赢得这场战争的。
In verse 19, Elijah said to them.
在十九节，以利沙对他们说。
This is not the way, and this is not the city. Follow me, and I'll bring you to the man whom you seek. And he led them to Samaria.
在第十九节，以利沙对他们说：“这不是那道，也不是那城，你们跟我去，我必领你们到所寻找的人那里。”
God blinded the army, the soldiers of the Syrians.
那神使亚兰军兵他们的眼目昏迷。
And Elijah told them, you know, go to Samaria instead of fighting the battle here.
那以利沙就告诉我们，你们去撒玛利亚吧，而不是要在这里打仗。
And so without fighting.
所以根本没有任何征战。
The battle has already won.
那以利沙已经赢得了这场征战。
And in verse 20 to 23, and so as soon as they entered Samaria, Elijah said.
那在第二十到二十三节，当他们进入撒玛利亚之后呢，以利沙就如此说。
O Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see. So the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria.
耶和华啊，求你开这些人的眼目，使他们能看见。耶和华开他们的眼目，他们就看见了。不料是在撒玛利亚的城中。
As soon as the king of Israel saw them, he said to Elijah, "My father, shall I strike them down? Shall I strike them down?" He answered, "You shall not strike them down."
那当以色列的王见了他们，就问以利沙说：“我父啊，我可以击杀他们吗？”回答说：“不可击杀他们。”
Would you strike down this home you have taken captive with your sword and with your bow, set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master?
就是你用刀用弓掳来的，岂可击杀他们呢？当在他们面前摆设饮食，使他们吃喝，回到他们的主人那里。
And so he prepared for them a great feast. And when they had eaten and drunk, and they sent them away, and they went to their master, and the Syrian did not come again on raid into the land of Israel.
所以王就为他们预备了许多食物，他们吃喝完了，打发他们回到他们主人那里。从此亚兰军不再犯以色列境了。
So God did not even have to use one person to fight against the whole camp of army.
所以神甚至没有用一个人来打这场仗。
Today we are also engaging in a spiritual battle.
其实今天我们也都在打这场属灵的征战。
To share the gospel with non-believers, this is a spiritual battle.
所以当我们与那些未信者分享福音的时候，这本身就是一场属灵的战争。
Because Satan doesn't want us to share the word of God.
因为撒旦不想让我们与别人分享神的话语。
Satan doesn't want any people to go to heaven and be reconciled with God.
因为撒旦不想每一个人回到天父那里去与天父和好。
I don't know it happens to you or not, but many times, as a pastor, I can sleep very well from Monday to Friday, but Saturday night I usually have a poor sleep.
那我不知道你是否跟我一样，作为一个牧师呢，我从礼拜一到礼拜五都可以睡得很好，就是礼拜六、礼拜天晚上基本上睡不着。
Because Satan knows if I have a poor sleep the next day, I will probably preach poorly.
因为撒旦知道，如果我晚上睡不好的话，我第二天讲到也讲不好。
This is a spiritual battle.
这就是一个属灵的征战。
As I say, I've been a pastor 32 years. I can speak from experience.
那就像我说的，我已经做牧师32年了，这是我非常真实的经历。
Paul says in the book of Ephesians.
那保罗在以弗所书中所说。
In chapter 6 verse 12 says, For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic power over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
那在以弗所书第6章12节说，因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵系的恶魔征战。
There's a true story.
这里有一个真实的故事。
A Christian leader, I'll just call him Steve.
有一个基督徒领袖，我就叫他史蒂芬。
One day he was boarding up to a plane. I was flying, taking an airplane.
那有一天他去赶飞机。
So he was sitting in a chair and he noticed maybe 2 rows down there was a distinguished middle-aged man.
就在他就坐在一个位置，然后离他有2排的距离的地方有一个中年男人。
The hair was slightly gray.
然后他有一些白发。
He wore a glass.
然后戴了一个眼镜。
A goatee, beard.
有那个金色的胡子。
And he was holding a piece, some paper.
然后手里拿了一些纸。
And he was just talking to himself.
然后不断自言自语。
So Steve was very curious and moved his way next to this middle-aged man.
史蒂芬看到之后心里非常的好奇，就慢慢靠近这个人。
And so Steve asked this distinguished man, you know, what are you doing?
那史蒂芬就问这个人说你在干嘛？
So the man said, I was praying.
然后这个人就说哦，我在祷告。
So Steve was even more interested to talk to this man.
那这个史蒂芬就更有兴趣要跟这个人好好谈一谈。
I said, very interesting. I believe in prayer as well.
他说哦，这很有趣啊，因为我也相信祷告的力量。
What are you praying?
那你在祷告什么呢？
And so this distinguished man said to Steve.
然后这个男人就对史蒂芬说。
I said, I'm praying for the downfall of Christian pastors.
我在祷告求有一个基督徒的牧者来。
Downfall, praying for the downfall, for the failures, for the.
就是让这些牧者跌倒。
And so Steve said to this man.
然后史蒂芬就对这个人说。
Is my name on that list?
那我的名字是否也在你的祷告单上
呢？ And so the man looked and said, No, you're not on my list.
然后这个人就看着他说，不，你不在我的祷告单上。
You see, this is a true story.
你看，这就是一个真实的故事。
There are people in this world praying for the downfall, the failure of Christians, especially leaders of the church.
在这个世上，有一些人，他们为了他们天天祷告，让牧师失败和跌倒。
And so today, we need to uphold our pastor, your pastor, your church leaders in your prayer.
但所以呢，今天我们要特别为我们教会的牧者，还有我们教会领袖来祷告。
Because they are facing a lot of temptation and pressures in the world.
因为他们面临非常从这世界上来的压力和诱惑和挑战。
And so we need to pray for them every day.
所以我们应该每天为我们的牧者和教会的领袖来祷告。
In my church, there from time to time I hear members said to me.Pastor Morgan, I pray for you every day.
那在我教会，我经常会听到有一些会众来跟我说 ，Morgan 牧师，我天天在为你祷告。
I felt very secured and very proud of them.
然后这个给我非常大的安全感，也让我为他们感到骄傲。
In the book of Zechariah.
Zechariah 在那个以西结书中。撒加利亚书中。
In chapter 4, verse 6, it says, this is the word the Lord said to Zerubbabel.
然后这个就是神对你所说的。
Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
Some years ago in a seminary classroom.
那在七年前呢，在一个神学教室里面。
There's a professor talks about his missions.
那有一个教授在讨论他的事工。
He said when he was a young man, he was sent to a remote country as a new missionary.
那在几年前呢，他被差派出去到一个非常偏远的地方，成为一个宣教士。
And the organization gave him a car for transportation.
那这个机构呢，又给他一辆车，让他可以作为交通使用。
But then it is a very old and beat up car.
但这是一个非常非常老的车。
Oftentimes the car could not start unless someone pushed from behind.
那很多时候这个车都没办法启动起来，除非有人在后面推。
And so this young man, as a missionary, he think of a plan how to start the car without a lot of trouble.
所以呢，他常常要想怎样才可以不费太多力气就可以把这辆车启动起来。
And so oftentimes he go to his neighbor and ask a whole bunch of young kids to push behind the car and they would start the car.
那所以很多时候他都请车里的一些小孩子来帮忙，在后边推车，这样他就可以让把他车启动起来。
Other times he would stop his car up on a hill, and so when he wants to start the car, he pushes a little bit, so go downhill, and then the car will start.
那有时候他会从把车弄到高山之上，然后稍微推一下，这样他就可以顺着下坡的那个力把车启动起来。
So he was doing this for almost 2 years.
那他基本上过去在做这个做两年。
And so one day because of some illness.He was sent back home.
那有一天因为他生病了，所以他被差派回来。
The organization sent a new, another young missionary to replace him.
所以呢，这个机构就差派另外一个年轻的宣教士来代替他。
So the older missionary told the young missionary, said, "This is the car. This is how I make it work."
那这个宣教士就对这个加药库的宣教士说，那这就是那辆老的车，这也是我平常是怎么样启动它的。
As he was talking, explaining, and giving instruction to the young and new missionary, the young missionary just opened the hood and looked into the motor.
所以呢，他就一步步介绍给这个年轻的宣教士，告诉他怎样去启动这辆车子。
And he said to the older missionary, said, "I think one of the cable was loose."
然后这个。老的宣教士就对这个年轻宣教士说，我觉得这个车里面有个那个 cable 那个线坏了，应该没有。
And so he pushed the cable properly back to where it's supposed to be.
所以就把这个线就把它安装回原来的位置。
And so to ask the older missionary, say, try start the car.
然后就对这个老的宣教士说，你现在可以再启动这辆车。
And so he started and the engine crank, boom, it started to go.
所以当这个老的宣教士一打开那个车的时候，然后这车就启动了。
For 2 years, the older missionary thought he has a pretty good control of the car.
所以在过去两年，这个老的宣教士以为他已经用非常好的方式来开这辆车了。
But then he did not tap into the power source of the car.
但他却没有就是把那个 power 的线按回去。
And so also when we pray to the Lord, we also need to tap into the powerful source where God is.
所以呢，当我们祷告的时候呢，我们要用对的线，就是来跟神有正确的沟通。
We do not rely on our power.
我们并不是依靠自己的势能。
But by the power of the Lord.
却是依靠耶和华的大能。
Today we worship a living God.
今天我们所敬拜的是一个活着的神。
A God that who created this universe.
一个创造宇宙万物的神。
A God that sustained the world.
一个支持整个世界的神。
A God that is personal and relational.
一个与我们有关系的神。
A God that loves us so much that He is willing to send His only Son to die on our behalf.
一个如此爱我们的神，他爱我们到愿意拆开他的独生子为我们而死的神。
One day I was sharing the gospel with an atheist.
当我给那些未信者分享福音的时候。
And this man is a very educated man. He's a dentist.
然后那这个人呢，他受过很好的教育，他是一个雅克医师。
And he said, Morgan, if you can show me God, I will believe.
然后他就对我说 ，Morgan， 如果你可以向我显示神的话，我就相信神存在。
I said, God did.
然后我就跟他说，神已经向你显示他存在。
God sent His Son Jesus 2,000 years ago to show us what God is like.
因为神在2000年前已经差派他的儿子到我们中间，向我们显示了神是一个什么样的神。
He lived among us, He ate with us, He slept with us, and so we can know and understand God.
他与我们同居住，他与我们同吃同喝同睡，让我们知道神是一个什么样的神。
And so God loved us so much.
所以神是如此的爱我们。
And so,the fact that you don't believe is that you choose not to believe.
那你不相信呢，只是因为你自己选择不相信。
Today we cannot see God.
今天我们看不到神。
But Paul says, through all these created things, we know there is a creator.
但是保罗却告诉我们说，透过我们眼睛所看到这些被创造的事物，我们知道一定有一位创造者。
Brother and sister, I want to encourage you, continue your good work.
那亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我想要鼓励你们来继续你们手中所做的善工。
I'm very excited to see more and more people from mainland China come to know the Lord.
我非常的开心可以看到有更多的从中国大陆来的人愿意来相信神。
But remember, there are still 13 billion people. Many of them, they don't.
但是请记得，还有13亿的人，他们还没有认识神。
You are the best.Missionaries.
你们都是最棒的宣教者。
You speak the same language.
你们说同样的语言。
You have the same culture.
你们有同样的文化。
You make them the most valuable missionary to share the faith with them.
你们是最宝贵的宣教士，可以向中国人分享福音。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you.
亲爱慈悲的天父
We thank you for your grace.
我们感谢你的恩典。
We thank you for coming down to this world and to show us God.
我们感谢你来到我们中间向我们显示你。
By sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins.
并且差派耶稣基督死在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
Lord, unless you open our eyes, there is no way that we can fathom your great love and grace.
主啊，除非你开我们的眼睛，否则我们无法看到你那伟大的爱。
Just like you opened the eyes of the young servants.
就好像你开那位少年人的眼目一样。
May you open the eyes of 13 billion Chinese.
也求你开那13亿中国人的眼睛。
Allow them to see, there is a God.
能够让他们看到有一个神
，A God that loves them and died for them.
有一个爱他们、愿意为他们而死的神。
May you also open our eyes.
也求你开我们的眼睛。
To allow us to see there are more with us than those who are with them.
有更多的与我们同在。
That we become your good missionaries.
这样我们就可以成为你的宣教者。
We pray all this in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.